With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The head of Israel's military intelligence directorate has resigned over Hamas's October 7th attack. Major General Aaron Halava becomes the first senior Israeli official to step down over the failures surrounding the attack. It could set the stage for more resignations. Papua New Guinea's prime minister accusing President Biden of disparaging the South Pacific island nation by implying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals during World War II. President Biden's job approval rating dips below 40%.
According to the weekly average of polls at RealClearPolitics.com, President Biden's approval stands at only 39.6%. That mark trails former President Trump by 5 percentage points at a similar moment in their first terms. Mr. Biden's two strongest negatives are on the issues of inflation at only 34.5% and on the direction of the country at only 26% approval. These results come ahead of this week's Pennsylvania primary. A Fox News poll indicates both candidates are tied at 48% in a two-person race, with Mr. Trump 2 points ahead in a five-candidate field. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an off-duty Chicago cop is murdered.
Police say a 30-year-old officer has been shot and killed early Sunday while heading home from work. Authorities say Officer Luis M. Huesca was driving home and still in uniform. He had been shot multiple times. The officer's vehicle was taken, but police still haven't confirmed if that shooting was all part of a carjacking. The officer was a 6-year veteran and just a few days shy of his 31st birthday. Jason Walker reporting.
Groundbreaking on a $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area, scheduled for later today. This is SRN News. There's a lot of money hitting the Planned Parenthood till.
The nation's largest abortion business set another record in 2023, performing nearly 400,000 abortions, the most ever, and a 5% increase over the previous year. Planned Parenthood claims that pro-life laws in conservative states threaten to put it out of business, but the abortion giant seems to be making up the difference in liberal states. The Biden administration has also vowed to keep federal dollars flowing to Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republican Governor DeSantis signed a bill adjusting a measure allowing parents to challenge inappropriate books in public school libraries. Atheists had been using the law to challenge the Bible and the dictionary. A growing number of states are passing laws allowing book challenges as moms and dads demand more control over just what materials their children have access to in class. This is SRN News. Memphis police say two people were killed, six injured in a shooting at a park party.
Eight people were shot, including two men who were killed at a private party in Memphis City's Orange Mound Park Saturday night around 7 p.m. Police say up to 300 people were there, but it doesn't seem they had a permit for the party. Officials are reviewing video and say at least two people are believed to have fired weapons during the shooting. Memphis police initially reported 16 people shot, but revised the number, blaming it on a result of several victims being reported multiple times. I'm Julie Walker.
An Arkansas teenager in custody on a first-degree murder charge after the fatal shooting of a high school senior outside of a party following a prom. And police in New York City say a knife attack on a crowded party boat at a pier in Brooklyn has sent three people to the hospital. SRN News.